day, Thursday in the afternoon, the 16th of the month of December of the year 1610, at 6 o'clock, was when perhaps as many as 19 people from Japan, in China, arrived and entered here in the city of Mexico. A noble, their lord, the ambassador from the court of the great ruler of the Emperor of Japan, who brought them, came to make peace with the Christians, so that they would never make war, but always be at peace and esteem each other, so that Spanish merchants will be able to enter Japan, and none of the people there will be able to impede them. And likewise, the people of Japan will be able to come and enter Mexico here to do business, to come here to sell their goods that are made there, and no one will be able to impede them. For thus the Lord Viceroy, Don Luis de Velasco, Marquis of Salinas, for whom they came to see, informed them. Don Rodrigo de Vivero brought them here. They all landed together. He had gone to be governor of the city of Manila in China, and was the nephew of the ruler Don Luis de Velasco, Marquis Viceroy in Mexico. This, said Don Rodrigo de Vivero, had gotten lost on the ocean as he was coming here to Mexico, as became known today. It turns out that a sea storm arose over them in the ocean, and they went along, driven by the winds of the storm, and they threw all their goods they were bringing in the water, and in that condition the storm carried them to where they landed in the great royal outer petal of Japan. Where the people of Japan met them in peace, the ruler, the emperor in Japan, and Don Rodrigo met together. It became known that he went to reside at his palace. He made much of him, fed him, and there Don Rodrigo borrowed from the emperor in Japan. And because of that, Don Rodrigo came, bringing many people of Japan. And some of the said people of Japan who came here were already Christians, and some still idolaters who were not yet baptized. And they came dressed, as they are dressed up there. They wear something like an ornamental jacket, doublet or long blouse, which they tie at their middle. Their waist, where they place a katana of metal, which counts as their sword, and they wear something like a mantilla. And their footwear is soft, softened leather called chamois, sort of like foot gloves that they put on their feet. They seem bold, not gentle and meek people, going about like eagles. And their foreheads are very bare because they closely shave their foreheads, making the shaving of their foreheads reach to the middle of their heads. Their hair just begins at their temples, all going around towards the nape of their necks. Their hair is rather long. They look like girls because of the way they wear their hair. They put it together into something like a piochtli, which they tie in twisted, intertwined fashion, reaching to the middle of their head with close shaving. It really looks like a tonsure that they display on their heads. And they don't have beards, and they have faces like women, and they are whitish and light, with whitish or yellowish faces. All the people of Japan are like that. That is how their corporal aspect is. And they're not very tall, as everyone saw them. When they entered Mexico here, the nobleman from there who came appointed as the leader of the Japan people was greatly honoured. The carriage of the viceroy, his very own property, went to Chapultepec to meet him as he was passing by on the road. He sent to him, sitting in the couch together, a discalced friar whom he had brought from Japan and a judge of the Audiencia. Today, Sunday at 2 o'clock on the 23rd of the month of January of the year 1611, was when at the Church of San Francisco were baptized two of the Japanese people who came. They were baptized with true splendor. It was done in the presence of all the different ecclesiastics who dwell in Mexico, who all appeared there. The first baptized was a noble and lord of Japan, whose name upon baptism became Don Alonso. Don Hernando Altamirano, then captain of the guard, became his godfather. Lorenzo became the name of the second Japanese person baptized. Don Pedro Altamirano became his godfather. And right away on the next day, on Monday, again a Japanese person was baptized. Felipe became his name. Today, Monday the 7th of the month of March in the year 1611, was when Sebastian Vizcaino, citizen of Mexico, set out and left Mexico, going to China. At that time, he then took the Japanese. He placed next to himself the Japanese nobleman whose name was now Don Alonso, and who now went dressed as a Spaniard, to return to his home. Here, he threw away his outfit that he wore coming here. He was the only one to change his clothing here in Mexico. They had been here in Mexico just 2 months when 17 of them returned home. 3 stayed here in Mexico. Today, Tuesday the 4th of the month of March of the year 1614, was when again there arrived here and entered into the city of Mexico those Japanese nobles. They came in on horseback at 12 o'clock noon. Their vassals came ahead of them, just coming on foot, holding high something like little, long, narrow black poles. Maybe they're lances. Perhaps that signifies royal leadership there in Japan. They came attired just the same way they go about and are attired back home. They wear something like a tunic tied in the back, and they tie their hair at the backs of their necks. So far, only 20 of them have reached Mexico here. They're left behind, still coming along the way, the lordly emissary, the ambassador sent here by the great ruler, the emperor in Japan, who is still coming at his leisure, bringing 100 of his Japanese vessels. One of our fathers comes interpreting for them. This is the second time that the Japanese have landed one of their ships on the shores of Acapulco. They are transporting here everything of iron and writing desks and some cloth that they are to sell here. On the said Japanese ship came also Señor Sebastian Vizcaino, a Spaniard, citizen of Mexico, who had gone to Japan to look around, since he had taken back the other group of Japanese who had come from there 3 years ago now. The said Señor Sebastian Vizcaino is also still coming slowly, coming hurt. The Japanese injured him when they beat and stabbed him at Acapulco, as became known here in Mexico. Today, Wednesday the 9th of the month of April of the year 1614, was when, at the Church of San Francisco, 20 Japanese were baptized.